Thank you, boys. I want to bring out a wonderful bluegrass band who's come all the way from Massachusetts to join us for our broadcast. We had a lot of fun with them when we did a broadcast in Boston way last October. Wanted to bring them out here to Minnesota to make sure that it wasn't just the ocean air and the good scallops. Joe Val and the Bluegrass Boys, New England Bluegrass Boys here. Joe, I want to send greetings here from Georgie and Dick in Northampton, Massachusetts, to all the people who were at their wedding on the 1st of June, 1974, where Joe Val and the New England Bluegrass Boys played in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, before you made the big time. And they want to know if you remember that.
Sure do, Garrison.
Woods Hole, June 1st, 74.
Right. Yeah, we played, seven or eight good weddings and half a dozen divorces, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. But you remember Georgie and Dick?
Yes, we do.
You do?
All right. We'd say hello to them.
Well, all right.
They're still married?
Yes, I guess.
Oh, good.
Yes, that was only in 74. That's hardly time for people to get tired of each other. If they do, they're lacking imagination. We'll bring them up here and have them do a few tunes before the intermission. Mr. Dave Haney down there on the guitar. Mr. Carl Lauber here on the banjo. Eric Levinson back on bass. And Mr. Joe Val on the mandolin. Please welcome Joe Val and the New England Bluegrass Boys.
Thank you very much. We're going to get Joe Val to sing one for you now, one that Ira and Charlie Louvin did years ago called Satan's Jewel Crown.
Satan's Jewel Crown, I've worn it so long, but God for my soul has reached down. Set me free, he made me his own, and helped me cast off Satan's jewel crown. If I could be king and ruler of nations, reward is Satan's due crime. Satan's due crime. I've wanted so long, but God for my soul has reached down. His love set me free. He made me his own. Me cast off Satan's due
sing that. I tried to do that once myself and didn't come out quite
like
that.
That was a good job you did.
Oh, that's nice of you to say, but was it really?
Yes, really was.
All right. This portion of our show brought to you by Bertha's Kitty Boutique in the Dales for persons who care about cats, and also brought to you by Rocky Top, hair products for men. And here with a word about Rocky Top, Mr. Joe Val.
All righty. Hello. This is Joe Bob LaValle with the LaValle Family Band, here to say a word about hair. As professional musicians, we know that nothing detracts from a performance so much as hard-to-control hair. The so-called dry look, a poofy, blow-tied hair that flops all over your head. Just as we aim for precision in our music, we like our hair to be precise, too, combed flat. A pat that's straight and a pompadour wave that can stand up to a cyclone. You need a special hair oil to keep your hair in shape, and all of us LaValles use Rocky Top Pomade. Rocky Top gives your hair the look of fine patent leather. Comb it in the morning and it stays combed all day and all night and into the morrow. For 38 years, Rocky Top, you'll always be on the top of my head. Good old Rocky Top hair pomade, Rocky Top hair pomade, Rocky Top hair pomade.
That's good stuff. You can tell Rocky Top hair pomade, shampoo, and conditioner. Get it at the drugstore here now this week. Oh, you're so good, we can't let go of you. do us another song here before the intermission, would you?
All righty, Gas, we'll do you one that we got coming out on a new album for Rounder Records, one called Tea for Texas.
Now, Teapot Thelma, the gal that made a wreck out of me, I'm gonna buy me a pistol with a great long shiny barrel. I'm gonna buy me a pistol with a great long shiny barrel so I can shoot that rounder.
Joe Val, the New England Bluegrass Boys, there. We've come down to the end of the first half of our show. With Mr. Greg Brown with us, Peter Strusko is here, Mr. Tom Lieberman, the Butch Thompson Trio, the Del Warland Family Singers. And of course, I want to thank all the musicians tonight. My, it was a wonderful show. Good music tonight, the Del Warland Family Singers, for being with us. I hope to come back. Mr. Tom Lieberman and the Butch Thompson Trio, Mr. Greg Brown, Peter Strusko also. I want to thank Joe Val and the New England Bluegrass Boys. You're going to be in town all week, this week. Well, not actually right in town, but in and around. Playing Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday night at 8 p.m. down at Gustavus Adolphus College in St. Peter, Minnesota, where they've been studying, working hard all year, and they need you down there. Thursday the 22nd, be over at the Civic Center in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Joe Val and the New England Bluegrass Boys. In Town Square in downtown St. Paul, where all the fun is, on Friday at 12 noon, and then a week from tomorrow, Sunday the 25th, at 1 in the afternoon, they'll be here at the World Theater in downtown St. Paul. You're going to be with us on the broadcast next Saturday as well. All right. This portion of our show brought to you by Bertha's Kitty Boutique, and also brought to you by Ahua Hot Sauce, the good Swedish hot sauce made by the Hälsodemder Salsa Company. You ever wonder why and how Joe Val is able to sing in that beautiful high tenor voice? It's thanks to Ahua Hot Sauce. And it's good for those of us, too, who work in public radio announcers, who sometimes become prisoners of good taste. Time to reach for the big red bottle. Oh, let me hear you say it. Oh, there they are. A Prairie Home Companion is produced by Margaret Moose, with Marge Ostrushko and Karen Tofte. Technical direction by Lynn Cruz and Tom Keith, with Steve Cole, Ernie Retzel, Ray Markland, and Tom Wilmer. We'll see you next week with the Butch Thompson Ragtime Orchestra, Stevie Beck, the Queen of the Auto Harp, Phil and Gay Johnson,
and Joe Val and the New England Bluegrass Boys. Take us off. For tonight, thank you for coming. Thank you for letting us come into your home. We'll see you next week. Take care of yourself. Do some good. Good night, everybody. Good night, now.